ruined its for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With five big locations. Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.
Triple M.
Ebert leans back. Slots the goal.
On Bruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert.
Ebert takes the mark.
Ebert.
Oh, Brad Ebert, good morning, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All the hard work's done, now we're into it this weekend.
Yes, yes. No, it's come around quick. It surely has. Yeah, like it's amazing when you think about it, like it's round one and stuff. You think back to 6 months ago when you finished off the season last year and a fair bit of water's gone under the bridge, but it's exciting. Yeah, we're ready to go.
All the hard work's done, is it?
Hard work starts.
You know what I'm saying. Don't listen to him.
I'm not listening to him.
He's trying to put negative thoughts in your head.
I know. He's
constantly
doing
over there. I know.
Yeah. Hey, non-stop.
Now,
thanks for that insight into Charlie Dixon, too.
Yeah. What insight?
Well, Ken Hinckley came out yesterday and said he doesn't know when he's going to be back. He's had a setback. He can't even run.
Yeah, but
I asked you that last week and you gave me nothing.
I thought the setback was like a month ago and I said that.
You need to take a closer look at your senior players, young fella, and start reporting the truth to us.
So when you were captain and I'd come down to interview you as a little budding Channel 7 reporter, you'd tell me everything, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of course I would.
Well, come out anyway.
Oh, yeah. After 4 days off, I didn't actually realise. I hadn't seen him for a week.
So he's had a setback.
Well, I don't know.
You still don't know?
Mate, I still don't know.
He's not the medical officer. He's the bloody half-hour flanker.
Take some care in your teammates. He's your most important forward line player. You don't know if he's playing next week, the week after.
He definitely might be playing next week. Yeah, I know that he's coming back from a long-term injury, and it takes time.
Good answer.
It always takes longer if you have a setback, too.
That's true. It does. And I think he's just taking his time. He's getting there.
Come on, Evo. Come on.
Now, I've heard, I don't know how much homework you've done yet or intel about Melbourne, but
yes.
You might be getting them at the right time is what I've been told. What have you heard?
I have not heard that. We never really get told we're having them at the right time, you know. We're always
prepared for their best.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So,
good answer.
Yeah. I know that we got Mays out, but the rest of it, I guess, is still a pretty strong lineup. Why? What sort of goss have you got now?
Oh, I think there's a few players coming back off operations and things.
Yeah. I think there's always that sort of stuff at the start of the year, but I guess that just creates that uncertainty around, you know, how they perform. A lot of the time, those guys are pretty pro players, and therefore they're going to, you know, still deliver on game day. So I don't think that'll change the way that they perform.
Yep.
How's the feeling? Six new players into the side is massive, really.
Oh,
like, it doesn't happen often that you have that, but they all deserve it. Like, I'm not querying any of them. I love the three kids that you've recruited. Lysett's going to be a great addition because Paddy's having a few injury issues, unfortunately. And then you've got Burton coming in as well. It's four
William
kids.
Drew.
Sorry, William Drew.
William
Drew. If you want to call him a kid.
Yeah.
That's exciting, but it's also hard to have six new players in your side and gel quickly.
Yeah, it is. It's but I reckon it just in reinvigorates a lot of the boys that have been playing for a long time. I know personally, like working with Connor Rosie and Zach Butters down forward, I've loved watching what they do, and it really gets that excitement and that enthusiasm up. And I think that the way they play is just, you know, like a young kid should, just go after it, go after the ball, go after the body, and take what comes. So I think that those boys are going to be, you know, really fitting in well, and then they're complemented by your Lysett and Burton, and even Drew, who's been around for a number of years now and just had a few injury setbacks. He's at a point where he's ready to play and really ready to play well.
He's a big boy too, big redhead dits. He looks a bit like
this
you.
This won't surprise you.
In fact, I saw a picture of you
now,
on the weekend.
I went to what happened was I had to go to a 21st on the weekend. You had to go dressed as what you wanted to be when you grew up. So of course I went as a Port Adelaide player. I had the full kit on.
The prison bar or the power?
No, they had the new power goons on, but I got mistaken for Willem Drew. No, I did.
Willem Drew was in a fair paddock for the last 6 months then, was he?
Hang on. This is the fittest I've been in years.
Yeah.
You're built like Ollie Wines.
Ollie Wines when he first got into the club and he was carrying a bit.
Oh, please.
Sorry, Dits. I can't help myself.
Anyway, more with Brad Eagle
like
in just a moment.
Yeah, on TV.
Now I'm going to get your top eight. I want to find out where you think you guys and the Crows are going to finish. I want your Brownlow. I want your Coleman.
All right. I'll have a think
biggest
about it.
Biggest slider and biggest improver.
Done. All right.
Good stuff.
Is it true that around the club you call Willem Dits or not?
No, it hasn't yet happened.
No?
But maybe I might bring that out.
I don't bully people down there.
He is pretty good with the squash racket.
What about the fact that we've mentioned, say, perhaps six new players in the lineup? will it take time to settle? Does it take time to get to know game style players around you, that type of thing?
Yeah, I think that the way the boys did it over the preseason, I thought they really ran a good program, and I think that we've been able to implement a bit of a change in game plan and bring in those new guys, you know, pretty seamlessly.
So, hit the ground running.
Yeah, a lot of those boys are going to fit in fine, you know, and that's they're playing some, you know, some key roles. Look at Scotty Lysett in the ruck, you know, but at the same time, they're going to be able to fit in and play the way that we're wanting and the way that we're after.
Right, we're after some predictions today, Ebo, yes. And we are going to bring them up all year long, okay?
All right.
So
keep
don't just
back.
Come in here and go, oh, yeah, Port will win the flag and, you know, you'll win the Brownlow and, you know, Charlie Dixon will win the Coleman. What a stuff. Give us your honesty here, please. Yeah. Righto, give us your final eight.
All right, final
top eight.
Port?
In order.
Yep. Port. Yep.
So Port are going to win the minor premiers.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's what I'm going for. Like, that's what we're shooting for, isn't it?
If you're not believing that, you're not a good leader.
Same thing. Tech said Crows.
So Port, Richmond, Collingwood, Adelaide, rounding out the top four. Melbourne, West Coast, Sydney and Essendon.
Sydney. You think Sydney can still make? There's a lot of people that are writing them off.
Yeah, I know, but that's always the way. Everyone writes them off. They always fight their way back and they're always going to be around the mark. Even if they're not winning it, I reckon they're still able to find a way to win, especially at the SCG. They win their 10 games, 11 games there, and then they win the two or three others.
So no Geelong?
No Geelong, no GWS?
No Hawthorn.
Yeah, you can't fit them all in, can you?
I had to make some changes, boys, and there's always going to be a bit of change around footy.
Do you think Brisbane could potentially sneak into the eight?
Well, they're my climber. Brisbane are my climber.
Oh, you're the biggest climber, Brisbane?
So biggest climber, I reckon, are Brisbane. So I feel like they might not make the eight, but they're going to be around that mark.
Well, they've got 11 games at Brisbane, plus they play Gold Coast up there. So, you know, they could win 11.
I'm regular season games, 10 or 11, yeah. I still think that they're just...
However, you do play them up there and you'll win that one.
There's one.
There you go. So there's one they'll lose.
Yep. So, Ben, did you say BNFs? Did you say BNFs of the clubs?
Give us your biggest slider first.
Biggest slider.
Because you gave us your biggest climber in Brisbane.
I'm saying Hawthorn.
You reckon Hawthorn are on the slide?
Yeah, but it was hard. Because I feel like the way the league is these days, a slide is them going from 5th to 10th or something, you know? And that's only the difference of two or three games, you know? So I don't think they're going to be dropping out to the bottom, but I just think that the way that the comp is, I reckon they'll be the slider.
Righto. Tell us your best and fairest at the Crows and Port.
Yeah, so I've got Ollie for us.
Ollie Wines?
Yep.
He's not even going to play the first two or three weeks.
He's going to come back with a vengeance. He's going to come back hot, I reckon. Yep.
That is a big call.
Yeah, but I just think Ollie's taken the leadership role. I reckon he's going to put it under his stride and really go with it.
He's comfortable with the leadership?
Yeah. Yep. I reckon he is. And then once he gets back in, he's going to have a good season in the midfield.
That's a good insight for Port fans.
Yeah. And then Matt Crouch for the Crows.
You're right. Just go over the ball winner.
He always...
30 plus every game.
Yeah. Keeps doing it. He'll always get the votes and he won't miss many games.
Okay.
Goals for both teams. I got Paddy.
Petty
Ryder,
leading goal kicker.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to leave him down forward a fair bit this year, are you?
Well, we'll kick him from the ruck as well. I was going to put myself through, but I thought that was a little bit too confident.
that would have made it so happy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Got you there, I have lunch on it, though, so I've got to get up to 40.
Exactly. Right. Don't worry. I won't forget that.
That's we're remembering that, and we're remembering this list. Yeah. And Tex is going to kick the most for the Crows.
Tex.
Yeah, Tex is back as well.
Brownlow medal.
Shuey. Luke Shuey.
Wow, Tex said that too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He had him up there with Sloaney.
Yeah, I just think that West Coast probably go a little bit under the radar for Eastern Seaboard, and I think he's a star. And
Played well in the granny in
played
the
well
finals.
In the granny, plays
huge.
Well all the time, and if West Coast is still going to be around the mark, I think that he'll be the one that keeps him there.
So apart from...
And the Coleman we've got here, boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Riewoldt.
Jack Riewoldt.
Yep.
Righto.
I said that.
Yep.
Yeah. I reckon he'll get a little sneaky there because Tom Lynch will be there, get a few easier defenders. Yeah.
All right. So you're clearly, obviously, your goal is to make the grand final. So let's say that happens. Who's the other team? Who's your likely grand finalist?
Well, I went with number two, Richmond. So I'll say them.
Yep.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, want a showdown grand final?
I would love a showdown grand final.
How much would that annoy the Victorians?
Oh, they'd hate it, wouldn't they? Imagine that road from here to Melbourne.
Whoa, there'd be some accidents at roadhouses on the way over there.
And probably on the way back.
Some blues at the Ballarat Blue, there'd be something happening there.
The new.
Good on you, Brad. Good luck against the Demons this weekend, mate.
Thanks.
Big, big win.
Yep. Thank you very much, guys. Look forward to talking next week.
Yeah, good play well, Ebo. Good luck.
Brad Ebert, our special guest from Port Adelaide.
Ruined It's for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With 5 big locations, Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.